This morning, we have a special service because it's really focusing on some of you little people. In fact, Christmas is such a special time. It's a time when often we discover the child within. Now, I can say with some degree of assurance that Pastor Kevin has already discovered the child within. In fact, the child within is often the controlling factor with Pastor Kevin. But at Christmas time, we often turn back into children in a manner of speaking, just like you guys. We have a sense of expectancy and excitement, and we just love Christmas time. And there should be a child within, but not necessarily the inner child. The child within should be the person of Jesus, and when we take him and own him as our own and invite him to come into our hearts, then we have the birthday of a king inside of us in a manner of speaking too. This morning, though, I wanted to talk about what makes Christmas special for the next 15 minutes or so, and with you guys right here at my feet, and that's going to make things very exciting, I think. You think so? We don't have junior church this morning. Instead, we have a special story slash sermon, okay? It's not really a sermon. It's a Christmas devotional. And I don't know, maybe you have some Christmas traditions in your family. We like to read the Christmas story together as a family. We did that when I was growing up, and we'll do that a little bit later. But I want to talk for a few moments about what makes Christmas special. Does anybody have any ideas what makes Christmas special to you or to your family or people you know? What makes Christmas special?
Presents.
Presents. Wow. You read my script. That's the first thing that we're going to talk about. Okay, let's hold the thoughts for the next point, okay? One of the things that makes Christmas very special is the fact that we get presents or that we give presents, isn't it? How many have actually bought some presents this year? Yeah? You took your allowance, or maybe mom or dad gave you some money that you can spend so that you can buy presents for, probably for them. Well, no, not for them. Maybe for brothers or sisters, perhaps. I wanted to talk for a few moments about what makes Christmas special to me, and it is about giving and getting presents. And I had a Christmas quite some time ago that was not so special. Now, it was December 25th, 1972. That's a long time ago, isn't it? And I was about your age. In fact, I was 8 years old, and if you can do math, you can tell how old I am now. We had a Christmas tradition in my family where we would have our own Christmas morning, and then we would go over to one of my grandma's, and then sometimes go up the Lion's Head to the other grandma's. But on this particular occasion, we had celebrated Christmas at my other grandma's in Lion's Head the day before. So there I was. We had celebrated Christmas at our house, and I was devastated. You know why I was devastated? Because all I got was clothes. How many of you have had a Christmas where you got nothing but clothes? All right. Well, when you get clothes at Christmas time, probably when you're your age, you're a little disappointed. But, you know, I always had somebody to fall back on because my grandma that we went to visit, she always had the neatest toys, the latest toys, gadgets and gizmos and so on. And so I went over to her place for Christmas dinner with a great sense of expectancy. That means I was really excited because I knew I was going to get some toys. Well, you know, after dinner, no, actually it was before dinner, we would open the gifts, and we opened the gifts, and what do you suppose I got for Christmas?
Game Boy?
No, it wasn't a Game Boy. They weren't around 30 years ago, okay, but clothes, that's right. And boy, I was feeling absolutely devastated. You know, and I'm sure that I probably played some games that Christmas day, as we often did, and just couldn't get into it as much as perhaps I had normally gotten into Christmas day. And as we were leaving, I remember walking down the steps and leaving my grandma's place on 2nd Avenue and Owen Sound, and as we were going to the car, she called me back. She said, Blaine, and I looked up. And she motioned for me to come back. And I went back up, and she held out her hand. Anybody know what she held in her hand? Well, you guys do, I know. Something that I desperately longed for, that I liked, if you will.
Dog?
No, it wasn't a dog. No, it wasn't chocolates either. It was two packs of hockey cards. Now, you think, my goodness. 20 cents. That's what it cost her, 20 cents. She held out the two packs of hockey cards. Now, that 20 cents would be worth about $800 today, by the way. At any rate, I always thought ahead. She held them out, and I took a hold of them, and I'm sure that my face lit up from side to side because that was something that I really wanted, and it's something that I felt, at least at your age, that I really needed. And so my grandma had the ability to give it to me and wanted to give it to me, and so she gave me a gift that meant so much to me. And, you know, probably people spent maybe even hundreds of dollars, I don't know, on silly clothes. Not silly clothes. But the gift that was so meaningful to me was the gift that I needed or the gift that I wanted, and that was 20 cents worth of hockey cards, if you can imagine. My grandma knew what I wanted, though, because she... they're a little more than 20 cents today. You're really making things interesting up here. Now, when you get a gift that you really want and you're longing for and you need, it's very special to you. My grandma knew me very well. My grandma's not here any longer. She's gone to heaven. But my grandma knew me probably as well as even my mom and my dad did. And there wasn't anything that I didn't share with my grandma. We were that close. And she knew me so well that she knew exactly what I needed in order to make my Christmas special. And you know, God is the same way. He knew exactly what we needed to make our lives, not just our Christmas special, because on the first Christmas day, He gave us exactly what we needed, what we wanted, or what we should want, and that is the birthday of Jesus. Jesus came down from heaven, left everything behind in order that He might come down and to be our Savior. And we read a little bit earlier a passage from the Bible that talks about Jesus as our Savior. And it says this, "The angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.'" You know, that little baby with those little hands, you know how babies have little hands that are always stretching up in the air and grasping for nothing? That same little baby with those same little hands grew into a big man, about my age, and he would reach out with those same hands and he would touch people and he would heal them. He caused a blind man to see. And that same little voice that cooed in the manger in Bethlehem, that cattle trough, is the same voice that called Lazarus back from the dead. He had the power of life and death. That same little baby with those tiny little feet walked around the world in which he lived, and he spread the good news of God's love and forgiveness and kindness to the people that he had contact with. That same little baby. You know, we needed a Savior, and God knew exactly what we needed because God knows us better than anybody else, even than our grandmas and grandpas. And he gave us exactly what we needed in the person of Jesus. Okay, what's the next thing? What's another thing that's special about Christmas? Gifts and... You say it out loud, Hannah. You think? Yeah, Jesus being born.
Right. Decorating the Christmas tree.
Decorating the Christmas tree. Okay. I'm going to search until I find the right one. Jesse.
Giving.
Giving. Okay. Giving gifts.
Everybody being together.
Right. There we go. Bingo. Everybody being together. And I think that adults can relate to that, can't you? That Christmas is a time when we get together. It's a time for family get-togethers. Do you guys like getting together? Now, you can say it to me because your parents can't see it back there. Do you like getting together with your cousins? Yes, you do. I know that's something that my kids really look forward to. They like to be with their cousins and to spend time as a family with their extended family. And we get together and we have all kinds of fun. And I mentioned earlier that one of the things that we used to do was we used to go up to Lion's Head. My dad has a big family. He has six brothers and sisters. So there's seven children. And then each of those children have probably, generally, the average would be three or four kids. So it was a really wild place to be at Christmas time up at Lion's Head. My grandma's house, this will be hard for you to imagine, was an old log cabin that had been remade over, if you will, but it was only the size of a log cabin. And you won't believe me when I tell you this, but the floors actually slanted. There was a rock in the middle, and they built the log cabin on the rock, and the floors slanted down, I would say, from one end of the room, the living room. There was only two rooms on the bottom floor, the kitchen and the living room. And from the, and of course they met right in the middle at the high point. And then at each end, it probably dropped off 2 feet. Now you think I'm a hillbilly, don't you? I'm not. I was raised in Owen Sound. My dad's a hillbilly. Okay. We would get together and we would have such fun. It's almost like living in Macoun when you live in Lion's Head, you know? Isn't that right, Rachel? Pastor Kevin knew that was coming, didn't he? Yeah. Well, we would have such a good time, and we would have so much fun in the house, and we would drive our grandparents crazy. Actually, that was Uncle Steve's job to drive my grandpa crazy, but we would have lots of fun doing all kinds of different things, and it would all climax with a gift-giving time. Do you guys have that, where you have a gift exchange? Well, we... No? Bah humbug. Yeah. We would have, at least our family would have a gift-giving exchange. And because there were so many, we had to draw names. And probably some of you do that with some of your friends or some of your cousins and aunts and uncles. And we would draw names. And one Christmas, and this was December 25th, 1970, okay? And that takes me back even further than before. We were together, and we were around the tree, and my dad had a gift given to him by his little brother. His brother was 18 months younger than him, okay? About the same difference between Josiah and Caleb. They were very close in age, and they were very close, too. And yet my uncle was not what you would call a religious person. He didn't go to church. He didn't know Jesus, but he knew that my family felt that it was very important to know Jesus. And so when it came time for him to give a gift to my dad, he gave him a big picture book. It'd be about that thick. It was really thick. And I still see them sometimes when I go down to Mitchell's bookstore. I'll see the same sort of book available today. And it was a book that was for family devotion, so that when we got together, you guys sit around sometimes and read the Bible, or you maybe pray together. That's what we would do after supper each evening. And so we would get this big book out that my uncle had gotten for us for Christmas, and we would read some of the stories from that book. Now, that's a pretty nice gift, because that storybook allowed my brother and my sisters and my mom and dad and me to learn about who God was, to learn about God's forgiveness and God's mercy and God's goodness and God's love for us. That's a pretty special gift, I would say, when you can come up with a gift that tells you all about who God is. You know, the first Christmas, God decided that he was going to give us not only a book, or not just a book, but he was going to give us himself, so that we could know his love and his mercy and his forgiveness such as we've never known it before. And so when Jesus came, Jesus, the great gift of Christmas, is the gift of knowing who God is and God's love. And what better gift could you possibly give to someone than to give them the gift of knowing who God is? The passage of Scripture that we read earlier, I'm going to read again, is this. And this is when a man by the name of Simeon, who was waiting for God's chosen person to come, he saw a little baby come in the arms of his mom and dad in the temple. Can you imagine? He's waiting probably for somebody who's big and strong and going to deliver his people. But in comes this little baby in the arms of his mom and dad. And there's something special about babies, isn't there? I mean, a baby can cause adults to just stand still in their tracks or to actually carry on like babies themselves. You know, they go down coochie-coo and all that crazy stuff. Simeon took the little baby in his arms, and you know what he said? This is what he said. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. And listen to this. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. Through this one little baby, every person that's ever been born, every person that ever will be born, receives the greatest gift of all, and that is the gift of knowing God in his fullness, his love and mercy. And we can know him. And about 3 billion people. How many of you know how many 3 billion is? Hold your hand up. How many of you know how many 3 billion is? Some of you do. 3 billion is a lot of people. 3 billion people will be celebrating Christmas and the birth of Jesus tonight and tomorrow. And they will be part of our family get-together. You know, God has allowed us, because of the birth of one little baby, to become one giant family. And we can have one giant family get-together. We will in the future, too, when we're in heaven. But when we celebrate in church on Sunday, or when we celebrate at Christmas time, the birth of Jesus, we're having, in a manner of speaking, a family celebration. Because God wanted to be part of our celebration here on earth. And he came down, and he showed himself, and demonstrated his love for us. And the final thing, I'm just going to mention fairly briefly because our attention span has really held very well. And I'm talking about the adults, not you. Is this, that it's a time for us to hear special stories again, sometimes for the first time. Now, when I say that, it sounds like a contradiction. And some of you say, well, you always sound like a contradiction, but that's not true in this circumstance. When we have Christmas time, we didn't have Game Boy. We didn't even have VCRs. Can you imagine that? A world without VCRs. In my day, when I was your age, we used to, at Christmas time, think about the big event that was coming on TV. You know what the big event on TV was? That's right. 2 television shows were the big event, and probably you adults can relate to this. How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Frosty the Snowman. And when I was your age, I couldn't wait. It would be about 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas. Now, we just saw a movie. As a family, we went to a movie on Friday night about How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And that's a different kind of a Grinch. Doesn't relate quite entirely to the one that I remember, but we used to watch this one on television. We used to be very excited about it coming on. And we would wait and look forward to that day, and then we'd sit down and we'd watch it, and we'd have to wait for another whole year for it to come back again. Hard to imagine, isn't it, in the day of VCRs? But we had to wait for another whole year to hear that special story. But Christmas is a time for special stories. And Christmas is a time for the most special story of all. It's the story of Jesus' birth. But you know what? It doesn't have to be just once a year. It doesn't have to be just at Christmas time that we hear about and we think about and we celebrate the birth of Jesus. In fact, it shouldn't be. It should be taking place all year long. But sometimes for us at Christmas time, it helps us to hear the story or to see the story again for the first time. And there are probably some children and some adults who hear the story every year, but then it just as easily as the Christmas tree that gets put away or the ornaments that get put away can be put away as well until the next year. And I hope that you guys don't do that, and I hope that you adults don't do that, that you put away the story of Jesus for another year, that you actually take in the story of Jesus and celebrate the child within. That's not the psychological child within. That's the child, Jesus, who wants to come into each of our hearts and to dwell inside us and to give us hope and to give us life. And I want to thank you this morning for giving me your attention, because you have done a very, very good job of that. And as we celebrate Christmas, I want to encourage you to hear again the story of Jesus. And I'm going to read it this morning just as we close our time. And then we're going to sing a song in closing. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, is a